And now, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a special treat. Here to delight us with his stand-up comedy routine is Father Jack Ripperger! Sure, this is all running and working for us here. Okay. I'll just begin with the first joke. I was worried I wasn't going to make it here in time. My guardian angel gave me the wrong directions. Ha! I can't help but notice that some of you didn't laugh at that, so let me try to explain a little bit why that's a funny joke. See? There's 9 hierarchies, 9 ranks, 9 choirs of angels, and of course it starts with seraphim, cherubim, and goes all the way down to archangels and angels. Those are the 2 at the bottom. Now, all guardian angels of a particular individuals are taken from the ranks of angels.
When are you going to say something funny?
Now, hold on, I'm getting there. Once I explain this, you'll see why my guardian angel giving me the wrong directions is really super funny. Now, sometimes people ask me, how many angels are there? And I say, a lot. There's a different guardian angel for every person. Billions. The authors used to say that 99% of creation is...
Hey!
I'm getting there, just a second. Anyway, the authors used to say that 99% of creation that God made is invisible, non-visible. That is, it's the spiritual side of things. So there are billions and billions of archangels and angels, and God created that entire hierarchy instantly at once. Boom! God creates the angels for the specific tasks they are given, which is... It means this, and why the joke is funny, is your guardian angel was specifically created for you. That's what God did. He went out of his way to create something above you, for you, to take care of you, which is why your guardian angel can't give you wrong directions, which is the substance of my joke, which is why it's hysterically funny.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I've already elucidated why you, as a faithful Catholic, should find it immensely humorous. I told the very same joke at the Institute of Christ the King Parish in Bozeman, Montana, a few weeks ago, and they are still laughing about it. It killed. Not temporarily, obviously. So the fact that you don't think my guardian angel joke is funny can only lead me to one conclusion. You're possessed.
What?
You have any Harry Potter books in the house?
Yeah.
Boom. Anyone else think my guardian angel joke isn't funny? Possessed, 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 possessed. Oh, so possessed. Possessed, possessed, possessed. I suggest you all avail yourself of confession immediately and get some intense spiritual directions. And maybe, in time, you'll wake up one morning chuckling when you realize just how funny that guardian angel joke is. Well, I don't think it's worth me doing the rest of my set. The jokes are way more theologically advanced. We go into Aquinas and the temperaments. It would all just right over your head. So, we'll just leave it there. Anyway, I'm gonna go. I'll pray for you all to be more holy.
That was Father Ripperger, everyone! Yay!